Sometimes we study a chapter. Sometimes we study, I'm getting my outline right now here. Sometimes we study a chapter. Sometimes we study a book. Sometimes we study a subject. And sometimes we study one verse. And tonight, we're going to read just one verse and spend the entire 3 hours on just this one verse. That way you can get more sleep than usual. But open your Bibles, please, to Proverbs 24, verse 16. That's the only verse I'll read. That's the only verse we'll study. And we'll go into it very, very carefully. Very famous Proverbs chapter 24, verse number 16. Read it out loud, please, the 16th verse of the 24th chapter of Proverbs. Ready? For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. What he's saying is, the just man falleth seven times, yet riseth up again, but the wicked man will fall and stay fallen. He'll fall into mischief. He won't get back up. And I want to talk to you tonight on the subject, the just man. And I want you to listen. I think you'll learn something, and I think you'll be helped. Father, we thank you for this wonderful book, inexhaustible it is. I wonder sometimes how we can keep on finding truths as we pan for gold, nuggets of gold. Thank you for this marvelous book. Bless us as we study it tonight. Encourage us through the Word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. We didn't plan to have that a cappella number. We planned to use a pianist. But she tried to get some attention the first of the service. And she's on probation now for a while. If she had dropped that songbook on that keyboard, been one thing, but when she threw it on it, that got me upset. All right. Let's see here. This is what you call a scale. All right. Shall we stand for our closing prayer, please? Any questions so far? I want you to notice the word justice. Everybody look right this way. Don't look homesick. Look intelligent. That's one reason why we had the bass section up here. I don't have to look at their unintelligent faces. But look intelligent. Look right this way. Let me see if I can help you. The just man, the Bible says, falleth seven times. Didn't say the good man. Didn't say the courageous man. Didn't say the man's got testimonial fortitude, though all that's true. But every word in the Bible is there on purpose, and God chooses every single word. That means that word just is there on purpose. The just man falleth seven times, it riseth up again. Now, there's several things I want you to note by way of introduction. In the first place, just men do fall. Just men do fall. And a man can fall. And when I say a man, I mean a woman, too. Of course, women can't fall because they never got up there. But I'm going to preach the Bible whether you like it or not. But anyway, a just man can fall. Just men do fall. Now, that means also that a man can fall and still become a just man again. Now, that just man who falls, he may stumble. He may be running along, as we talked a week or two ago, and he may stumble. Or he may be knocked down. Somebody may knock him down. Or it may be his fault that he goes down. He may choose to go down. It may be somebody else's fault. It doesn't say why this man fell. It simply says that just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. So I want to say it again. Just men do fall. Don't count somebody out because they fall. Don't count them out. They can still become a just man. Number two, just men may fall more than once. Here's a fella who fell seven times and is still called a just man. Now, when we talk about fall into sin, we only think about one thing. I'm talking about anybody that falls for any reason. A person can become indifferent and fall.
A person can become immoral and fall. A person can become careless and fall. A person can become unfaithful to church and fall. I'm not talking about just the kind of falling you don't do. I'm talking about the kind of falling that you do. Now I want to say this. There's not a person in this room tonight who hasn't fallen one time or another. I mean, you've been down. It may be that you stumbled and went down. It may be that somebody knocked you down. It may be you went down on purpose. You chose to go down. It may be somebody else's fault because you went down. But a just men do fall, and just men may fall more than once. Now, what makes them just? Number three, just men keep getting up. You ask Dr. Jorgensen, you ask Brother Ray Young, ask Dr. Evans, the statement that Brother Hiles makes over and over again in our meetings, we've got to be just. We've got to be just. We've got to treat everybody alike. We cannot treat one person. That's why when you come to my office and you ask me for special favors for your daughter or your son, you won't get them unless everybody has those same special favors. A rule that's not enforced is no rule at all. We never break rules around here. We never allow people to break rules around here. The word just, we've got to be just. We've got to be fair. Again and again, I say, we've got to be just. Now, none of us has a corner on justice, and it may be that sometimes we try to be just and are not. But the just man keeps getting up. That means that justice is the balancing of the equation. For every fall, there's a get up. No taking notes, please. That's another thing we don't do here. We don't take notes here. I want you to look at me, and I want you to follow me. I want to get this indelibly in your mind. I don't want to put your pens up, put your pencils up. I'll ask you again if you don't. I want you to look right at me. I want you to follow me. I don't want you writing while I talk. I want your eyes right here on me. Now, what does it mean? Here we have some scales. Scales, you see those scales in the in courtrooms. You see them in the paper where it talks about cases or justice, our judges. Justice is the proper balancing of the scale. Let me show you what I mean. Here is a 50-cent piece. I put it there. Now the scale is not balanced. Now justice is balancing that scale again. That's what justice is. All right, let me show you now why this fellow was just. Here we have the scales balanced. Now follow me carefully. The just man falleth. He's not just now because the scales aren't balanced. He's got one fall and no get up. Now then he gets up. He's a just man. Now then he falls again. Now the scales aren't balanced. He's not just. You're not just until the scales are equal. You're not just until you have a get-up for every fall, a get-up for every stumble, a get-up for every time you're down. So you get up, and the scales are balanced. Again, I got to be sure I stick with these half dollars here now. All right. Now then, he's just. He's been down twice, but he's gotten up twice. All right. He goes down again. He's not just. Now that means any time you got more takedowns than you got get-ups, that means you're not just. We say, oh, fellow didn't pay his debts. He's dishonest. A person that doesn't balance the equation is dishonest also. To be just, you got to get up. That means tonight, if you're down, haven't gotten up. Oh, you say, Brother House, who's down? God doesn't come to midweek service, he's down. I mean, he's unjust. He's down. So, here's a fellow been down three times. He goes down the fourth time. Now, while he's down, he's unjust. To balance the scales, he's got to get up. He goes down the fifth time. And to balance the scales, he's got to get up. He goes down the sixth time. To balance the scales, he's got to get up. He goes down the seventh time, and he balances the scales, and he's got to get up. Now, that's what you call justice. You've got to get up for every time you get down. You get back up, and the scales keep balanced. Who wants it? But anyway...
Okay, here's one right here. Yeah, I'm up now, but anyway.
Now, that's what... Now, that means this. If you've fallen, or you stumbled, or if you're backslidden, and you haven't gotten up, you're more than just backslidden. You're dishonest. You're unjust. Because the justice is the balancing of the scales. Now, every time you get down, get back up. Get down again, get back up. Let me tell you something. A fellow who's fallen seven times and gotten up seven times is more just than a fellow who's fallen once and hadn't gotten up. I said, just men do fall. And by the way, just people try to help them back up and don't kick them while they're down. Number two, just men may fall more than once. And by the way, that number seven is God's number of completion, which means if you get up every time you get down, you're still just because you balance the scale. Number five, where there is not a get up for a fall, the man is not a just man. That's what justice is. So a fallen person can be just. Just get up. But you say, well, how's I'm discouraged? Then get up anyhow. But you say, people are criticizing me. Get up anyhow. If you have fallen, and I'm not talking about just one particular sin. I'm talking about if you have fallen and you're not serving God like you should, and if you fall into some particular kind of a sin, I don't care if the people... well, you say I'd get back up if folks would encourage me. The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible said the just man falleth seven times and rises up again. Boy, you say, Brother House, people just kicking me down. Nobody keeps you down but yourself. I said nobody keeps you down but yourself. But you say, Brother House, people won't give me a chance. I don't care who you are. The Bible says you can get back up and keep getting back up and keep getting back up and keep getting back up. For the just man keeps on falling, but he keeps on getting up. And for every fall, there's a get up. I'm a just man. I, in my lifetime, in my ministry, like you in your lifetime, I have been knocked down. I have had times when I've been down. But bless God, I've gotten back up. And there, somebody knocks me down again. Well, praise God. I've gotten back up. You say, you're saying you're a good man? I'm not saying I'm a good man. I'm saying I'm a just man. I'm saying every time in my ministry, these 46 years, I've been knocked down, I've gotten back up. I got knocked down again, and I got back up. And I knocked down again, and I got back up. And I knocked down again, and I got back up. I'm saying I'm a just man. Now, are you just tonight? Oh, I didn't say, are you a good Christian? I said, are you just? Justice means that the scales are balanced. Now tonight, if you have been knocked down, don't sit there and whine and complain. Get back up. And don't blame somebody else because you haven't gotten back up, especially if you're the one that chose to get down. It's an amazing thing to me how people can go into sin and get down and go to the bottom, maybe, and then don't get back up and blame the Christian world because they don't get back up. All the kings, the angels, and all the king's men, and all the devil's angels cannot keep you down if you just get back up. Just man falling. But for every fall, that just man has a get up. Now I want to say it again. Quit your whining. Oh, but you say, preacher, I've been knocked down so many times, then get up so many times. I've been knocked down and stomped, then get unstomped and get up. Now, I'm feeling sorry for you, but you're not just. I'm saying you're not just and you get up again. Quit blaming your mama. Quit blaming the fact you didn't have enough cognitive raw when you were a baby. Quit blaming a Sunday school teacher. Quit blaming some preacher that disappointed you. Quit blaming some friend that turned on you. And look yourself square in the eyeball and say to yourself, I'm down, but by cracky, I am going to get up. That's what it means to be just. Now, it means this. For every failure, there's another effort. For every failure, there's another effort. Look, here some of you folks are. You're down because you're away from home for the first time. So you're going to go home. And there you are. You may go home, but you'll be unjust. Your mommy may kiss you and hug you when you get home, but you'll be unjust. Your daddy may be glad to get you home so you'll be as a precious little girl or precious little boy again, but you'll be unjust. I'm saying, you folks that have failed in any area, the just man fails, but for every failure, he tries again. And he keeps on, and as long as there's a failure, there's another try, till one of these days, he'll succeed. That's what justice is.
All right. Let me show you something else. Well, I love to play with money. Don't have much of it because I'm a married man. This, I happen to have this. This is my allowance for the week. My Bible says, forgive your enemies. That means for every mistreatment, there is forgiveness.
But you say, Brother Hiles, you don't understand what folks have done to me. I understand one thing, until you forgive them as many times as they've done against you, you're not just. My Bible says forgive 70 times 7. That means keep on forgiving. So if somebody has done me wrong, I forgive. They do me wrong again, and I forgive. They do me wrong again, and the scale is balanced, and I'm a just man. That means, but you say I'll get him back if it's the last thing I do. You're not a just person. No, you're not just until there is a forgiveness over here for every mistreatment over here. That isn't all. For every cursing, you're not just unless you reply with a blessing. Bless those that curse you. So somebody curses you, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to bless them. That means you're just. That means the scales are balanced. And somebody curses you again, and you punch him in the eyeball, and you're unjust. Look, you may be right, but you're unjust. In the issue, they may be wrong, and you may be right, but you're unjust until you bless them for every time they cursed you. You say, that's not natural. I'm not talking about natural living. I'm talking about spiritual living. Are you just? The Bible says, we're supposed to love those that hate us. Here's a person that hates me. I'm to love him. I'm talking to folks tonight who are cleaner than other people. I'm talking to folks tonight who are more separated than other people, but you're not just. Because you don't love those that hate you. But you say for the house, I can't do it. God never tells you to do anything he won't let you do. Every time somebody hates you, you're supposed to love them. And I'll tell you what, brother, it'd take more than this many half dollars to take care of me. You can get all the people in this room up together and all the people to hate everybody in this room together, put it on this side, all the people hate me and put it on this side. Maybe 10,000 times more people hate me than hate all of you put together. But praise God tonight, I don't claim to be a good man. I don't claim to be a great Christian. I don't claim to be a great preacher. But one thing that Jack Hiles is, he's a just man. And for everybody who hates me, I love them. That means every time I'm despitefully used, I'm supposed to pray for my people that despitefully use me. Bible says, pray for those that despitefully use you. A teacher mistreats you in school. Pray for her. So how do you know it's a her? No man's going to mistreat you. You dirty cowards are afraid to say amen to me. You leave me by myself up here. She despitefully uses you again. You pray again. You pray for God to kill her, but you pray anyway. Now you listen to me, folks. God's greatest attribute is his justice. God said, the wages of sin is death. The soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. For by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. That means there's a price on sin, and God looked down and saw that you and I had sinned, and we owed the debt, And God could not just forgive us, because if God had forgiven us without the price being paid, that's the way it would look. You've got to get that balance, and that's what salvation's all about.
Jesus Christ came.
And
you are a sinner.
And he paid the debt for your sin.
And you are a sinner.
And he paid the debt for your sin.
And you are a sinner. And he paid the debt for your sin.
Turning over a new leaf won't balance that scale. Being baptized won't balance that scale. Joining a church won't balance that scale. Go across the street, confess your sins to El Papa or La Papa, whichever he or she is, or it is, across the street. That won't balance the scale. The only thing that'll balance the scale is if your sin debt is paid for, and Jesus satisfied the holiness and righteousness of God. If God had let you get saved without your sin debt being paid, God would not have been God. The stars would have fallen, the sun would have turned to darkness, and the moon would turn to sackcloth of as black as sackcloth of hair, and the whole mountains would not be mountains, and valleys not valleys, and the earthquake would come, and the whole universe would fall apart. Why? Because if God is not just, God is not perfect, and if God is not perfect, we have no perfect sacrifice. But God said, you've got to get that thing settled and get that thing balanced. Now let's be a little more practical. The fun is over. All right. How can you be just? For every debt you make, and there you sit right now, some of you. Your last baby hadn't paid for. And by the way, it's not the fact your last baby hadn't been paid for yet. It's the fact that you haven't made a payment on that baby. But you've been to McDonald's. You've been to Tasty Freeze. I saw you. You've had Whoppers. You've had quarter pounders with cheese and Big Macs. But there you are right there. Unjust. Unjust. Sit still. Now, let me say this. If you promise to pay them on the first of every month, a certain day, then you are just as long as you make the payment on time. First of the month comes, you make the payment. You're just. That's what you said you'd pay, and when you'd say you pay it. It comes the second month. First of the month, you don't pay the debt. That means for one day, you're unjust. Second day, you don't pay the debt. For 2 days, you're unjust. And for whatever days you don't pay that debt, you have somebody else's money that you promised to pay them and you didn't pay them. And you're not going to be just, hear me carefully, until you pay them with interest. If you have a debt due on the first of the month and you pay it on the 10th, you owe him that payment plus interest on the money of his that you had for 10 days. You know what American fundamentalists need? A revival of justice. Just man, scales are balanced. For every debt, there's a payment. For every debt, there's a payment. Let me show you something, young people. Your mom and daddy, one or both, have provided for you all these years. You were a little baby, and they provided for you. You're a child, and they provided for you. You became a teenager, and they provided for you. You graduated from high school, and they provided for you. Now, there you are tonight. Now, you listen carefully to me. You owe them a debt. You owe them a debt to stay where you are and make them proud of you. You owe them a debt of gratitude, a debt to amount to something, a debt not to be a yellow-bellied coward and quitter. You owe them a debt.
But you say, my daddy called and said he wants me home. You're no baby anymore.
And as you stick it out, and as you keep working, and as you make the best grades you can, and as you work on that bus route, And as you're faithful to God, you become a just man.
But you say, Brother Hines, I know. But my dad didn't teach me character.
He put food on your table.
My mama never told me she loved me. She cooked the food.
She cleaned the house. She fed you when you were a baby. I'm saying if you are a just person, you pay your debts.
And to pay your debts, you have to balance the scale.
You have a job. You work. You get paid for 8 hours. You work not all those 8 hours, and loaf and hide from the boss. There you are, unjust. I said unjust. And unjust means crooked. And you work, and you get paid for 8 hours, and you work seven. And you get for 8 hours, and you work seven. And you owe your boss an hour a day for every day you stole an hour from him. But you say, Brother Hiles, on the job where I work, some of the fellows that work, they don't work 8 hours. I'm not talking to some of the fellows. I'm talking to you. Just people work 8 times 60 for 8 times 60 pay.
That's a little more mean.
You break a rule in school, but you hide and nobody knows it. There you are. Crooked. Unjust. I'd rather get expelled being just than stay in school unjust. And so you pay with tender merits, whatever it is. And then you break a rule. You lie on your activities report. Nobody knows that you broke the rule. Well, nobody but God. Of course, that doesn't matter, does it? You don't give a flip whether God's watching or not, do you? You're more scared of Dr. Jorgensen than you are God, and that's pretty smart. Let me be a little meaner. You're a school teacher. Your pupils pay tuition. Students, you're going to enjoy this. Boys and girls, stand up straight. I'm about to get on that old mean lady that's your teacher. You're a school teacher, and you get paid to teach. But you don't come one day when you could have come. You may have had 101 fever, but so did the quarterback of the football team last week who played on Sunday afternoon. So you got paid for that day when you could have come to work and didn't. Or, by the way, you got paid for that day when you came unprepared. When I was in college. I did something I shouldn't have done. If you ever do it, I'll kick you all the way back home. But I did it. I was a married man, got out of the Army, went to college, had a history teacher, I think it's history, named Mrs. Miller. Mrs. Miller, she couldn't teach a frog how to jump or a skunk how to stink. All these people in the class were young people, just 18, 19 years old. I was a married man, veteran of the paratroopers. She gave a test, first test she gave. Out of 40 students, 33 made an F. 7 made a C. Nobody made a B and nobody made an A. I was one of the ones who made a C. I passed the test. But there are 37 young people in that class whose daddies are back home working on under cars and working in factories. Mothers are sacrificing. Daddies had second jobs and mothers went to work so their daughters and sons could go to college. And I want to say this to you. If your mommy and daddy are helping pay your bill and you don't pass your courses and you don't work hard, that's you right there. Miss Miller passed the test papers back. I made a C. I was one of the 7 that made a C. 33 passed. I doubt very seriously if Einstein could have passed her test. She'd have gotten him confused. She stood up there and bawled the students out. And I stood up and I said something I never should have said. I said, Miss Miller, never dawn on you that a grade on a test may mean as much the teacher's inability to teach as the student's inability to learn?
Oh.
Don't you say it. You'll be on your way home. Now, I shouldn't have said it, but I was right. That teacher was taking the money from those hard-working parents, and she was not giving what she ought to give. And that's the teacher that walks unprepared. And by the way, that's the pastor who walks the pulpit unprepared too. And that's you preachers that hope that missionaries come through next Wednesday night so that missionary can preach and you won't have to teach the Bible next Wednesday night or preach next Sunday night because you're too lazy to fill your own pulpit. There you are right there. Just! That's when the scale is balanced. All right, let's take it in. Here's a student who goes to school. Or here's parents who send their young people to Hammond Baptist School. And we work hard to give you your merchandise, to train your child. And the first year in school, first semester your child's in high school, let's say, and the second semester, freshman year, you pay the bill. And the third semester, first semester, sophomore year, you get the merchandise, you pay the bill. And the second half of that semester, you get the merchandise, you pay the bill. And then, I can find some more payments here. First semester of the senior year, you get the merchandise, you pay the bill. But the last semester of the senior year, we can't refuse your child to come back next semester. So there you are. You say, you're trying to get my money? No, I'm trying to make you just. If there's nothing to hold over your head, you haven't got enough character to pay your bill. Say, what should I do? Cancel your vacation. Just.
Always
balances out. Ask a question tonight. In what area are you unjust? The greatest attribute about God is not His love. The greatest attribute about God is not His mercy. The greatest quality about God is not His patience. The greatest quality about God is not His grace. The greatest quality about God is His justice. God will not be unjust. Where are you tonight? A fall and get up. Where are you tonight? Somebody hates you, speak evil against you, curse you, and you've disobeyed God. You've not prayed for them. You've not blessed them. You've not loved them. It's time for you to become just. Where are you tonight? Debts that you made that you've not paid. I know a man who went to this church, went to our college. I won't call his name, but most of you know who I'm talking about. Was a just man. Went to college. Married man. Had a family. That man paid his debts. He had to sell his car, but he paid his debts. Bought himself a bicycle. And rode miles to work every day on a bicycle. One day on a rainy day, he was hit and killed. But he died a just man. Amen. Where are you tonight? 40 hours pay, 35 hours work, become just. Where are you tonight? Sneak and break the rules in school. Hide, don't pay the penalty for breaking the school rules. Become just. Where are you tonight? I tell Dr. Evans this often. I tell these principals this. We ought not to have too many substitute teachers in our schools. I say when we send a teacher into a classroom to sit there and babysit with those students, we are not just. And there have been times, and Brother Hiles has paid some people money back. Where are you tonight? Moms and dads work hard to pay tuition, you be just. Or on the other side, teachers work hard to teach your children, and you have not paid. Especially when you don't have to pay because you're out of school. Just people balance the scale. You say, what's that got to do with falling? Every time you owe debt, you don't pay, you've fallen. Every time you don't give a day's work for a day's pay, you've fallen. Every time you break a rule in school and hide it, you've fallen. The just man falls. He's unjust. But he riseth up again. He falls, 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 but he riseth up for the fifth time. He falls, but he riseth for the sixth time. He falls, but he riseth the seventh time. And that man who's fallen seven times is just. Now watch me carefully. He's not just. He just fell once. He's too busy criticizing a fellow who's fallen seven times. You give me the guy that's fallen seven times but will not stay down over the guy that falls once and doesn't get back up. You're only just if you ever get up for every knockdown. Shall we stand, please?